Johannes Dias, is that right? Her title is Greenhouse Gas Emission from a Beef Cattle Grazing System on a Temperate Grassland.
You have it. Thank you. Okay. It's right here. Oh, is this? I'm sorry. It's
pointer. You go up and down from this.
Okay, perfect.
And the pointer.
Good morning. My name is Joanny Rivera Sayas, and I am a PhD student in Kansas State University.
Yeah, that is.
This one?
No, that's
okay. Now? Okay. So, my name is Joanny Rivera Sayas. I am working in my PhD program with Professor Chuck Rice in Kansas State University, and my project is part of the Great Plains Grazing Project. And today we'll talking about greenhouse gas emissions from beef cattle grazing systems on a temperate grassland. So in a global idea, greenhouse gas emissions from the livestock sector represent about 14.5% of the total greenhouse gas emissions. But from these 14.5%, about 65% is just from beef cattle. So if we look this in the United States, for 2014, in the economic sector, the agriculture contributed 9% of the total greenhouse gas emissions. And if we look more specifically to the cattle grazing system in the southern Great Plains in the United States, that is Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, which constitute the largest land use and agricultural enterprise in the region, Kansas ranked during 2013 during 2016, third nationally with 6.3 million of cattle, and in 2015 cattle generated about 8.8 billion in cash receipts. So since a grazing system is so important, we are looking to make a sustainable grazing system while we are maintaining the land use, make an efficient use of our inputs, create a reduced environmental impact by reduced greenhouse gas emissions, help with soil degradation, and make a better water use efficiency. Also, we are working with strengthen the resilience of animals and crops by improving their nutrition and their resilience to drought. So specifically in our grassland ecosystem, we are working with these four factors, that is weather, fire, grazing, and soil microorganisms. And the effect of these four factors in carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide emissions. For this, we are making this research to create a baseline data of greenhouse gas emissions from grassland with the following hypothesis. The first one is that burning dredgings will affect the CO2, methane, and nitrous oxide emissions. That raining periods will increase the nitrous oxide emissions, and that root respiration during spring to fall will increase carbon dioxide emissions over time. So this experiment takes place at Gonzo Prairie Biological Station, and the grazing season is from March, May 1st, to October 1st, and the animal density goes by one cow-calf per graze 3.2 hectares. The area elevation goes from 300 to 400 meters, annual precipitation about 800, and temperature fluctuates with a mean of 12 centigrade. And soil in the area is a uric arduous salt. So, in Kansa, we have three different watersheds. The number one is an annual burn. The number two is a patch burn in a three-year cycle, with the last burn during 2014. And the third one is a patch burn on a three-year cycle also, but the last burn was in 2013 and 2016. For this presentation, I will just be presenting the data from half of 2014 and the complete cycle of 2015. So in each site, If it gets burned, it will be during March, and each site has 5 static chambers per site. Methods. So the manual sampling technique go in a weekly to bi-weekly basis. The bi-weekly basis is over winter, and samples are taken in 0 to 45 minutes on a 15 minutes interval. The samples are analyzed in a Bruker Scion 456 gas chromatograph, and all the data is analyzed by a Hutchinson-Moiser method and linear equations by Pedersen et al. In each sampling, we also take soil water, soil inorganic nitrogen, air temperature, soil temperature samples, and all the data is analyzed by SAS. Okay, so for carbon dioxide, we have the trend over from June 2014 to December 2014, and all the complete cycle of 2015, and we can see how in winter season and early spring, well, or late spring, we can see lower carbon dioxide emissions for both years, especially over winter. For methane emission, we actually saw that in the grassland, instead of have methane emissions, we actually have methane uptake by the grassland, especially over fall season and summer. But we have a little bit of decrease of methane uptake over early spring season. When we look at the net accumulation over time, here I will be a little bit more clear with it. C1A is a annual burning, C3A was the burn in 2013, and C3B was the burn in 2014. So when we look at the net accumulation over the year, we can see how the dark green color and the blue one was the higher methane uptake, and this was over fall and over summer. Okay, so for nitrous oxide emissions, we didn't see an actual effect over time, but we were expecting this since grasslands is a nitrogen-low system, and we don't have a lot of nitrogen activity because it's a natural ecosystem. So we didn't see a lot of fluctuations in the nitrogen, but we actually saw at some points nitrous oxide uptake. And this was really interesting because in 2014, the APA indicated that grasslands may have the capacity of being a possible sink of nitrous oxide. So for nitrous oxide accumulation by season, we can see how the main accumulations happen during fall for 2014 and also for 2015. Okay, so at the end, we calculate what was the net uptake of methane and what was the net emissions of nitrous oxide per cow calf per land unit, and this was the complete the net value. And then this net value was multiplied for carbon dioxide equivalent. So the methane value was multiplied by 25, and the nitrous oxide value was multiplied by 298, and this was these values were subtracted. And here we can see how what was the total sink capacity of each site for carbon dioxide equivalent in the year. So our preliminary conclusions are that during 2015, carbon dioxide emissions increased during spring, that the annual burn treatment showed lower carbon dioxide emissions than treatments burn every 3 years, that nitrous oxide emissions increase during fall and during winter, that high methane uptake is dominant during fall, that recent burning will increase the methane capacity, the grassland capacity for methane uptake, and in general, that managed grasslands are a sink of methane and a potential nitrous oxide sink. I acknowledge the help of the Soil Microbial Ecology Lab in Kansas State University and the Grazing Cap Project. Questions?
We have got time for several questions. Questions?
Have you observed any relationship between the nitrous oxide and methane emissions with the salt water content?
So, for now, we have seen that when we have nitrous oxide emissions is when we have lower methane uptake. But again, this experiment will be we're trying to look until 2017. So at the end, we want to look what is the trend of these abiotic factors in the methane and nitrous oxide emissions. So we can actually look what is that effect in the nitrous oxide emissions and the methane uptake. But for now, for sure, every time that we are having nitrous oxide emissions, that is for higher water content in the soil, we have lower methane uptake.
Questions?
Yes, so we don't really, I don't really have an answer for that question. We have been trying to look around, but most of the lead review talk about anoxic conditions. But again, once we have the whole 3-year data, maybe we can start to have a better answer for that, but in the time we're going to start to make lab incubations and field incubations and study the microbial community activity during those situations so we can start to have better answers.
We have time for one more question. Do you have any more question? I have a question.
Okay.
Have you considered any of those enteric, the methane produced by enteric fermentation from the cows for your GWP and calculation?
Okay, so in this data, in this presentation, we are not presenting that data, but during the last summer, we make a field incubation, and we actually add urine, we add manure in the grassland, and we also make treatment with urine and manure adding with drought, under drought conditions, and under high precipitation areas, and that is a data that have been analyzed for greenhouse gas emissions and for microbial community activity, and also for inorganic nitrogen changes over time in a 28 days incubation.
Thank you.
Okay.